Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Wednesday morning. It is December 17th. It is 8 days till Christmas. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to our early morning crew. We appreciate you hanging out with us, whether you're headed to work, dropping the kids off at a sport, whatever you're doing, we appreciate it. Working third shift, heading home, getting an omelet.
That sounds the most fun of all of those options.
Getting the omelet?
Getting the omelet, yeah.
That might be it. Or maybe just up early and you're getting an omelet anyway. By the way, and I've loved this since forever. 20s, 30s, whatever. I've loved my old man breakfasts. I would love to just see how many old man breakfasts I could get to. I never go with an omelet.
You, even when you were a very young man, you loved the old man breakfast.
I know.
That's been, I feel like, your thing.
It's a thing.
Tim Richards trademark for sure.
I've always done that. I've sat at the counter, hung out, and just that's always been the case. I want like a relatively large portion of food.
Often a corned beef hash.
I mean, corned beef hash is the go-to. With a relatively low price point, which I know is tough to find, with coffee, you keep it coming. Those are like the only three things that I need. That's all you need.
Old man breakfast sounds delicious, and now I'm hungry. Yeah. I hope somebody's headed
omelet,
to do that right now.
I never go omelet, I never go pancakes, and I never go waffles. Isn't that bizarre? I usually go literally anything else.
Which surprises me, as you are also a chicken and waffles guy, but I feel like that is not a breakfast item. That's a dinner item.
I know, especially if there's hot sauce involved. And yeah, I can be a day ruiner, Jen. That can be a day ruiner.
I bet.
By the way, coming up at 7:10, it's embarrassing. I don't know how to use a piece of equipment at the post office.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
I'm not the only person that doesn't go to the post office other than one time of year, which happens to be this time of year. And they have a handle pull-down system that I can't figure out, so much so I just kept the item.
Are you joking right now?
I went to two different post offices trying to work this.
No, you did not.
I did.
The pull-down handle? It's so easy.
I don't understand it. And I left. And I didn't want to wait in line because all these people get these stamps. The line's out the door. I said, you know what? I'm leaving this. I'm not waiting in this line. I'm going to go to another post office. I went to another post office.
Oh, my God.
Long line. And I couldn't do the handle pull down. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to keep this. I'm not even going to return the item. I'm going to keep it because I can't figure this out.
But there are other options, too.
There's no other options.
Yes, there are.
Wait in line and I wasn't going to do it.
No.
The handle pull down is impossible.
It's not.
I don't understand the system.
I cannot
antiquated wait. Piece of assist, a piece of equipment. I cannot figure it out. I can't be the only one.
Okay.
Christmas Carol in an envelope. Okay. That's a 710.
I can't wait.
The handle pull down, if you know, you know. If you don't want me to mail it, just say USPS.
It's such a
It's
loud, but yet gentle. Like, it's so easy. Anyway, Christmas Carol in an envelope. I can't wait to talk about that with you. It's a song. It's a Christmas song. You just have to guess what it is. We take one guess a day.
This is why I do not go to the post office.
I can't wait to see what you were trying to ship.
And it's also outside of the BMV. Not a great experience most times. Not happy.
Did you buy any stamps?
No, I couldn't get it. It took forever. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Gina and Menner is going to give it a shot. Christmas Carol in an envelope. Gina, what's your guess?
How about Deck the Halls?
Great guess. Not Deck the Halls.
Oh, not Deck the Halls, Gina. That means this continues tomorrow morning. Christmas Carol in an envelope on Star 102. I feel like we might need to circle back to something on Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station, coming up at 6:40. Because you made it and ate it.
I made it and ate it.
Made it and ate it. I just feel like we should talk about it. It was a tasty Tuesday. It came, I mean, obviously, clearly, it was trending all over social. Then Stevie hit on this. One of the ingredients was relatively tough to find, or has been relatively tough to find. You found it. You put it together. And I would love your review. Thousands of people watched the Tasty Tuesday yesterday. We should get into that.
I want to get into it. There is something so many people, whether they put it on our social media or reached out to me separately, they were so troubled by this one thing I did in the video. Well, actually, two things I did in the video. I even had my friends in Buffalo were screenshotting this video and sending it to me and were like, they call me Tui. Tui, what are you doing? Why are you doing this in this video? They don't have TikTok. So, yeah, we have to explain.
So what was it? And then what did you do? That's coming up at 6:40.
I really hope, Tim, that you haven't seen this yet, because Google is jumping on the 6-7 trend. Have you seen what they're doing?
I actually have not. This is great. No, I haven't.
The internet Easter egg that you absolutely have to see. That's in 60 seconds. It's 40 degrees in Gates Mills. That's our star city. Here are the three things you need to know today, brought to you by South Park Mall. If you drive I-77 for your commute, I do not have great news for you. ODOT proposing nearly $96 million in road work, which is great between Cleveland and Cuyahoga Heights, but the project would start in 2027 and last until 2031 with only two lanes open. We'll keep you informed if they do approve that. The original 808 Shave Ice location in Fairview Park going to close permanently next year. Avon and Strongsville locations will stay open along with food trucks and the zoo stand. They also said they'll have a new Northeast Ohio location coming next summer. So the viral 6-7 meme has officially made it to Google. Did you pull up Google? Like I asked you.
I've got it.
Type 6-7 in Google and then hit enter and see what happens.
Oh! It like bends the screen, like the hand motion. 6-7.
It does the 6-7. So on the results page,
I tell my 10-year-old this.
It starts shaking, and you can do it both on your desktop and your mobile.
By the way, and think about this. Put this in the memory bank. I was talking to one of my daughter's, one of her good friends. Her mom's name is Gina, who was born on 6-7, June 7th.
Oh,
I said,
my
Gina,
goodness.
You have to have a party.
Yes.
I don't know if it's 6-7 themes.
Yes.
Or if you were, and then Stevie said, imagine if you were born in 6-7-6-7, June 7th of 1967.
My gosh.
Anybody out there? Be thinking about that. Who was born on 6-7-6-7? There has to be one person listening this morning. You imagine that? You have a bash next
that
year.
Is,
I don't care if it's
a good
I don't
time.
Care if it's old news or not.
Yes. That is
you're
awesome.
Not allowed in the party unless you do the hand motion. I gotta have some ideas for you. I have them all. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Why don't we revisit a Stevie on the socials from just a couple of days ago?
The girl named Courtney Cook who puts cheese in her sweet potatoes. Basically, she has a very specific way of how you cook your sweet potato in the oven to make it very sweet and like mushy. I don't know, like pie, like she says. And then she slices up cheese and shoves it in the sweet potato and then just eats it like a burrito.
That's such a great way to describe it. Eat it like a burrito. Like
it's like
I have
an
never
odd way to eat a potato.
Never until this woman have I seen anyone eat a potato like this. And now I've eaten a potato like this because I tried it.
Yeah, you did it for a Tasty Tuesday. The video all over socials. I want to hear what you thought of it, the execution.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, people are pointing out something in the video.
Very, people are very troubled by something in the video.
Me too.
So, are you?
Yes.
Are you?
Wait to hear
that.
Very concerned.
We can't wait to hear about this. So first things first, we got to hear a little bit about the process. And if you liked it, I mean, that's the takeaway for a Tasty Tuesday. In case you missed the video, Jen and Tim show also Star 102 on all the socials. You do not want to miss this in 2 minutes. I really can't wait to hear about this. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Christmas station.
So I took a sweet potato. I poked some holes in it. I stuck it in a 300-degree oven for an hour and 15 minutes. I then turned the oven off and let it sit in there probably longer than I should have because I left the house. I think you're supposed to leave it in there for like an hour or two afterwards. Came back, took out the sweet potato, bought Havarti cheese, bought Gouda cheese. Sliced up a chunk, shoved it in the potato, took a bite, because this was the viral trend that you talked about, Steamy. At first bite of the sweet potato stuffed with cheese, I thought, oh my gosh, this is such a better combination than I imagined. Because when I think sweet potato, I think butter, I think brown sugar, chopped up, what, like almonds or pecans and stuff like that. So I was stunned and delightfully stunned. Like, this is really good. I really like it. Then I reheated it up because I felt like it was lukewarm. I wanted it melty. And you could see all this in the video. Then the cheese gets melty. I take another bite. Still good. By the end of it, I decided, nah. Would I make it again? No. Was it good? Yes. But it's not good enough that I'm like, it's worth 3 hours of cooking time to get the result of this potato.
I feel like I've seen. Everyone that's tried it, they said it was good. They liked the taste, but they don't think they'd do it again. Like, and they're not adding it to the rotation.
Was it the cheese? Was it just the consistency? Was it what you expected? I know, did she add butter and you didn't? Like, there's some minor variables. Like if you would have done a different cheese, would it have made it better or worse? Or tough to know because you didn't?
No, I think the Havarti was better than the Gouda in there. I will say that. She uses like a butter case cheese. I know.
She used Havarti before too. She
switches it up. Okay. So I like the Havarti better. Our sweet potatoes are not my most favorite food. I'd rather have a regular potato. And like I said, if I have a sweet potato, I want it sweet. I want it with the additional sugar and stuff, not the cheese. Like, again, it's fine. And if someone made it for me and had it ready, I'd eat it. But I will not put that effort in again.
It's a commitment.
For that. It really, I mean, it's our, I
size of that sweet potato.
When I put it in the oven at like 8 or 9 in the morning, and then I'm eating it at 1 or 2 in the afternoon. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. That's a lot of thinking. But there was something there was something I did in this video, and I just tried to copy what Courtney Cook did in her videos. And if you look at the Jen and Tim social media pages, my friends texting me, everyone was so troubled that I did this in the video.
Stevie, were you troubled?
Yes. If it's what I think it is, very troubled. Yeah.
Listeners troubled, friends troubled, Stevie troubled. What in the world? Maybe you noticed this. Maybe you were one of the ones that were troubled. What was it? It's Star 102 Cleveland's Christmas station.
Stevie, what troubled you the most about my video?
Well, what I was troubled by was the knife that you put in your mouth and then pulled it out. And I was very concerned that you were going to cut your mouth open.
Yeah, there was that. That was not what I was referencing.
That
yeah.
People didn't comment on that more because that was very concerning.
Yeah, and I think when I did that, I was like, oh, this feels unsafe.
You did comment.
I should have maybe taken that out of the video.
You pulled the knife out like
it was like, very it gentle, yeah,
like a samurai.
Yeah,
it was, and it wasn't like a butter knife.
It was a serrated. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was the issue. You could see. Yeah, didn't love that.
So that was one issue with the video. The other one that I'm talking about that people were commenting on, and my friends most commented on to me, were like, "Why are you eating the skin of that sweet potato?" Like, they couldn't believe. My friend Tracy is texting me last night. She's like, have you ever eaten a sweet potato before? Why are you eating the skin? I'm like, have you seen TikTok? This is what the girl does. She eats the skin of the potato.
Do you normally not eat a sweet potato skin? Is it different than a regular potato?
What about a regular? I was going to say, absolutely.
If, like, you eat the skin on that, you in some
ways. People don't. Some people will not eat that skin and are horrified by that. At least I can speak for a baked potato. I don't know about a sweet potato. I don't eat them very often.
I typically eat a sweet potato in its full form. I feel like it's either like, in a, you know, it's already like cubed or it's mashed into some type of casserole. So, yes, I would eat a regular potato with skin on it. A sweet potato, I don't know. So I just did what she did and I copied her.
We got it like a burrito. It's like the tortilla shell of the potato.
It's definitely an interesting experience. I mean, it's, you know.
Sounds very mid in your description.
It's very mid.
It gets very soft, right? Because of how long you cook it.
It does get very soft.
It's not like a firm
skin. But you do, like, see. You have to find your sweet spot of heat because you, when I took it out of my oven, it was just lukewarm. Like it needed to be hotter. So I reheated it in the microwave. And once I did that, then it tasted better. So you want it to be hot enough that it can melt the cheese inside.
Do you eat the skin? 216-343-1021.
Do you?
On a sweet potato or a regular potato? I bet there's people that don't. All right, this next. The handle pull down is impossible. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
It's not.
It is. Post office.
You're the
I couldn't mail a package. It was very, very disturbing. I hung on to that thing. So I just, the handle pull down, if you know, you know.
That you did that and your solution is literally the worst solution ever. Like, it's the most time consuming. You made it such a cumbersome task that could have been handled so simply.
You ever go to the post office, Stevie?
Yes.
Stevie often knows what I'm talking about.
We often go to the post office for you. What do you have to mail?
Sometimes I have.
Is there a bill?
No.
Okay.
I sell stuff online sometimes, like old clothes.
Oh, that's
right.
And you
got to send them out, so I got to take them to the post office.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
That's why we know the solution for you.
It's a scary solution, but once you do it once, you're like,
This time of year, it's different than if you're going in July 8th to the post office when nobody's there. I'm telling you,
true?
It's different.
There's always a line every time. That's why
there's not a line at the post office.
Always.
There is never a line.
The one I go to, there is always a line. So
nobody's ever at the post office.
There's always one person working, and they have to go to the back for something. So you're waiting forever. Yeah.
And
always.
When they have to go to the back, they
never
come back.
They never. That is
they
so true.
They go in that little mini truck.
I don't know what's
and they
happening.
Leave.
Something
and they
is
seem
happening.
To be not nice. Every post office boy. Play, they never are friendly.
Now, see, that's no fun.
I know. And there's a long line. Everyone's mad. No one's having a good time at the post office.
That's fair. That is fair.
Well, that feeds into my 7-10 story about
Tim
the handle pull down.
Tim did not.
Thing was clearly broken, or I was banned. He was either broken or banned. I can't figure it out. All something right. happened to me at the post office. Maybe go to another one.
I can't believe you went to another one. I can't. Okay.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big time of year. I mean, we are waiting for items. We are mailing items. We are ordering items. We are praying that items get here before Christmas. I'm not a person that goes to the post office very often at all. I just don't find myself there. That's not part of my routine. But I did have to make a return, and I went to the post office, which this time of year, I don't know if you've noticed, is busier.
Sure is, Tim.
Than other times of the year. So I went to return, and I'm just going to say, it was a Stitch Fix item, and if you go through Stitch Fix and they've advertised at the station before, it's, you know, trying to upgrade your gear, trying to look a little bit better. They send you some items, you try some things on, you can keep the entire thing, you can send some items back, whatever it is. And this particular fix, I thought to myself, I don't want any of this stuff. I'm going to mail it back. And they give you a bag, which is much too small. I can step on it, cram it in there, tie it. Give me another inch. I need one more inch. I just need another. I mean, come on.
Why don't you just reuse the box they gave you if it was too small? That's another topic.
That is, yeah. I'm not a professional returner like you.
I am a professional returner.
I don't do that. So I go to the post office, and the line is from Willoughby to Wickliffe. It was downtown Willoughby, and I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to hand this particular bag, and you're right, I could have put it in the box, but it's the bag bursting at the seams with items. And I looked at this little drawer here, the roll-down drawer.
Oh, it has an actual name?
I called it the, with a quick AI search, it might be the wrong thing, but I think we all know what I'm talking about. It's a handle, it's a pull-down situation. I've used this several times before throughout the year, whether I'm returning the Stitch Fix item or anything else. And you kind of pull the handle down, and it's a roll-down, kind of a half-roll-down drawer. And you put the item in, you go about your day. It's no big deal.
Yeah, you it's actually intimidating, I think. The first time you use that thing, because you're like, wait, can I use this? Is this for me? And then there's that big handle on the side. It's almost like, you know, spinning the wheel on The Price is Right
something. Oh, it's great. That's like, why I do it. Sometimes I go there if I'm having a bad day and I act like I'm on The Price is Right, just to make my day a little bit better.
Why not?
I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a handle pull down. I live in Mentor. I'm going to go why over not? There and either go to Tyler Boulevard in Mentor or I'll go downtown Willoughby, whichever's closer.
Have
whatever
some fun at
like.
The post office.
Mix it up.
Have a good time.
I go to do the usual handle pull down. I never had a problem with this in the past. Jenna, pull the handle. It moves a little bit. I go to the pull down. It doesn't move. It stays in the upwards position. I have my Stitch Fix bag in my hand, which once again, bursting at the seams. It's a large bag. I'm waiting for this, no matter what I do. So I'm looking around. The old lady behind me. Go ahead, lady. Go ahead.
Yeah, because you're like embarrassed now. It's like the parallel parking thing. You don't want people to watch you try to do the pull down.
Correct.
And you can't get your package in the box, and then it's awkward, and you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. So I'm walking out of her way. She's not going to this particular unit. She's going to somewhere else and mailing something else or putting stuff together. She's not trying to execute the handle pull down. So I think, all right, nobody's behind me. It's just you and I. I'm going to get this thing figured out. Pull the handle, try to pull it down. Locked. Okay, a couple more times to try it. I look at that line. I think to myself, this is not meant to be. So then I drive to another post office, Gentui.
No, you do not.
I drive to the one in Tyler Boulevard.
Why would you leave? Yeah. Why wouldn't you just find out a solution there?
That line's too long. I'm not going to do it. So I said, you know what? I have a little bit of time on my hands. Let's go down Mentor Avenue. Let's hit Tyler Boulevard and go to that one. I think to myself, oh, there it is. My arch nemesis. The roll-down drawer, as I call it, the handle pull-down. I'm there with my Stitch Fix bag, massive bag, bursting at the seams. I just pull my handle, moves a little bit, a little jiggle. That's great. I go to pull down the handle drawer. Doesn't move.
It's locked too?
It's also locked in the line once again. It's from Mentor, this time to Painesville.
And it's not user error.
It is not user error. I've used this when I have this particular return or other items. I have used this several times. I know how it works. I've done the maneuver. I am a handle pull down pro. I can't get it to work no matter what. Jen, you know what my final resolve was?
What?
Neither of these post offices were cooperating. I just kept the items.
No, you did not.
Didn't even want them. Kept it because I didn't want to wait in line, and I just didn't make the return.
You bought all the Stitch Fix items?
I bought the items.
Do they even fit you?
I don't even have any idea. I just didn't even like the design. I thought to myself, you know what? Stitch Fix 1, Post Office 1, Tim 0. So
Stevie,
if you see me in some new gear that doesn't quite fit, that's because it's my Stitch Fix items because I could not return it. Please, somebody help me out. Is it all of a sudden locked this time of year? Why did it not work?
I don't know.
It's like 1 p.m. It's not closing time or anything else. Why? USPS, please let me know why the handle pull down didn't work.
The fact that you, the first time, went to a new post, that you went to two post offices.
Yeah.
Two post offices and then still didn't find a solution and just kept the clothing that you don't know that fits you. Stevie and I talked about this off of the air. We think you missed something.
We could have missed something. I want to know why the handle pull down didn't work. 216-343-1021. Handle pull down was broken. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas Station at two post offices. It couldn't have been me.
I don't understand the fact that you left one post office and went to another and then
what did I miss? How could I have missed this? What does that mean? That there's so many parcels that they said, you know, we're done for the day. Why was it locked? I don't understand why it was locked. I'm so confused now. I have such anxiety if I have to use that again. I'll never go back.
You'll never go back.
I will discontinue Stitch Fix just so I don't have to go against, you know, my arch nemesis, the roll down drawer at USPS.
So, okay. I have a solution for that I want to get to, but first I have a question. I have a solution for your never wanting to approach the pull down. I think there's something you can do that you don't know about it. You said before, I'm a professional returner. I am. There is something you can do that will help you. And I'm sure anyone listening that ships a lot or works at the post office will tell you about this. But did you, in addition to the pull down or the roll down, see the large bin over by the desk? Because lately...
A large bin by the desk.
Lately, and I asked Stevie about this too, because she ships like I do. There's like this random large bin that sits over by the line, like the main desk. Because, you know, the
line... So you're going inside? Okay.
The pull down is kind of lobby-esque,
right?
It is.
You don't need to access...
You don't go in the main area.
Right.
In the main area, and I'm specifically talking about the Westlake Post Office. Oh, and I think North Olmsted might have this too. They have this giant bin that is just full of pre-labeled packages.
Like, to take?
Like something. It is not to take.
Okay.
I don't. Well, actually, there's no signage, so
okay.
Maybe. I would guess
obviously,
no.
I'm kidding.
My
right.
guess is no. And it appears as if that is a bin, because, again, no labeling, no directive. It is a bin of pre-labeled packages that maybe don't fit in the roll-down that you just put in there and leave.
We don't have that in Lake County.
I think you have it.
Do we have
Stevie
that? I need somebody. I need a post office. I need a pro. I need a post office pro. I mean, you both are. I understand, and I believe you, and I agree. There's no bin.
Or maybe they locked yours because they want you to use that bin.
It didn't work.
But listen,
I'm getting no messages. Why was it locked? I have no idea. I don't understand. I'm so lost. The handle pull down, the roll down drawer was locked. What does that mean? I know how to operate it.
And by the way, if you did have the bin, I'm only 90% sure it would work if you put your package in there. I'm not 100%. I just think that's what it's for. It looks like that's what it's for.
I have some items on Poshmark for sale. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Christmas Day.
Don't do that. You're going to have to go to the post office to ship them out.
No. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Pathetic. I can't. I don't understand how the handle pulled down. Can you believe that I drove from downtown Willoughby to the location on Tyler Boulevard in Mentor because I couldn't get the handle pulled down to work?
That whole scene just seems very overwhelming. Like, did it go where it's supposed to go? Did I even put it in the right one? I like people to give things to.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the solution? I don't understand why it didn't work. Is it, it's locked?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's emotional. We're all emotional during the holidays, even the things that we need to work. So downtown Painesville on Jackson Street, It's not that far from Mentor. And actually in the Mentor one also, but I'm not as familiar. But when you just go into the lobby, you'll see the line, and just to the right of it is a giant counter. They don't have a bin. They just have a giant counter.
All right.
Just drop it. The downside is you don't get your receipt. They don't scan it immediately.
Man, that is my least worry now, right now.
You just want to get it going.
That's a great point. That's a great call. Yep. Just put it on the counter so I can do that. It's only 20 minutes. I mean, you know. All right, Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Morning.
I'm embarrassed telling this story. Can you believe I went to two post offices because I couldn't get the handle pulled down to work? That ain't really. I just feel like we're a Jen and Tim Show family, and I probably would not normally admit this. It's an anxiety thing, and I didn't want to wait in line, and I didn't know what to do, and instead I kept the items. I know that's not the right thing to do, but that's how I handled it.
The amount of time it took you to drive to the new post office is probably how long you would have waited in line at the first one.
See, this information doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sean.
Well, I have something simpler for you.
Don't order
from. Why don't you just use prepaid acceptance?
What's that?
You go online, you let the post office know you have a package, we'll pick it up right at your door. Your mailman will pick it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
See, this is because I don't do this all the time, basically ever.
And it's free, like if you do it at
the
time of the mail, right? Time that the mail usually arrives.
Sean.
And a lot of times you can just leave that package out there with a little note on it that says, Postman, please take this. Or mailman, please take this. Like, I get these all the time.
Do you?
And
okay.
We'll take them and we'll just scan them and send them on their way.
Why?
Do you get annoyed when we do that, by the way? Because I do that a lot.
I
feel like my postman is like,
I believe if you use that prepaid acceptance, you'll get a notification that we picked it up as well.
Okay. Yeah. And so you can follow the tracking and all that. It's nice.
My final question is, why didn't that roll-down drawer open?
That I can't explain.
It's bizarre.
Front, but we do have, you can just leave it on the counter to the right or the left of the
okay.
Sir.
See, that's good to know.
You've got options.
I don't have, and that's awesome, Sean. I'm enlightened. I didn't know that, so I appreciate that. Hopefully there's other people that also didn't know that. That's the way to go. Was it full? Was the handle pull down full? That's my great mystery because I have used this a bajillion times, and it was locked at both locations.
I feel
and
like
it was like a 1 or 2 p.m. It
you
wasn't
need to
late.
Go back and ask. Because now I really don't know.
Oh, that's the last thing I'm going to.
I don't know. Was it full or did they do the pickup for the day already?
I don't know.
But it seems like I feel like they always have like two pickups, like a 1 p.m. and a 5 p.m. or something. I don't know.
I just feel like the post office, it doesn't get full. I mean, it's full. Clearly, it's crazy and it's slammed. And everybody that delivers all of these packages, thank you for doing what you do. You were amazing.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.